Simon & Schuster Audio presents Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, an unauthorized autobiography written and read by Chuck Barris.
It was June 1980, and I was standing in front of a full-length mirror studying my body. What I saw didn't please me. My face was full of deep wrinkles and lines, while the top of my forehead sported hairless patches of skin, vacant and deathly white chunks of scalp that I realized with a certain amount of terror could no longer be camouflaged by deft parting and combing. It was very depressing. "You're a television star," I told myself. "You're a celebrity. They know you all over, nationally and internationally. You rarely have any peace and quiet." I forgot my point. I think I was trying to pep myself up. If that was my purpose, it wasn't working. I was still depressed, mostly because I looked so awful. My eyes were crusted with glop, and the hairs in my nostrils were long enough to braid. I saw slabs of flabby meat hanging over the elastic band of my boxer shorts. My pop belly was beyond repair. Exercising would be a waste of time. I saw liver spots and warts. My fingernails.